Good morning, and welcome to our service of worship for this morning. It is good that we can come into this place and worship God on this day, especially today as we celebrate Christmas. So a Merry Christmas to all. It is a blustery day here in Cornwall still. We're hoping for better weather yet to come. So we are the small but mighty here in the congregation. Everyone in-house is going to have to sing for 10 other people on the hymns this morning, but we welcome those who are joining us here, as well as all of those who are with us via the live stream, which is most of us this morning. Thank you to Roy and Julie for providing music at the beginning of worship, and we will hear from them again during the offering, so we're looking forward to that. Thank you so much for your contribution to the worship this morning. And as always, we're pleased to have Minna with us in the organ, providing our musical accompaniment for all the rest of the worship today. After a very busy month, the announcements are very brief. Just to let you know that during this coming week, because of the holidays, the church office will be open on beginning on Wednesday. From Wednesday to Friday, Jessica will be in the afternoons. And the last day for your year-end contributions, if you're sneaking in that envelope at the last minute, is Thursday, because that will then allow us to deal with counting those offerings on Friday and getting them into the bank before the end of the year. So Thursday is the last day for donations. And I don't need to tell the people here, but for anybody else who's wondering about offering envelopes, they are here at the church and ready for you to pick up. The call to worship for this morning is a responsive call, as is our custom. And I would invite you all to stand as we come into the presence of our Lord this day. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
The God of heaven has become flesh and made a home among us.
From the dawn of time, the Word was with God.
Through Christ, creation had its birth. Without Christ, the depths would lie in darkness.
That one's supposed to be yours too.
The voice that awakens all creation has called to us with a newborn's cry.
In him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
The light shines amongst us. Alleluia.
Let us come before God this morning in prayer. Let us pray. Lord God Most High, your only Son embraced the weakness of flesh to give us power to become your children. Your eternal Word chose a dwelling among us that we might live in your presence. Grant us a spirit of wisdom to know how rich is the glory you have made our own, and how great the hope to which we are called in Jesus Christ, your Word made flesh, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, in the splendor of eternal light, God, one God, forever and ever. Amen. And we begin our worship this morning with the hymn, O Come All Ye Faithful. Let us sing to the glory of God, the hymn as it appears before us on the screen. Friends, the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all, through Jesus Christ, who gave himself to redeem us. Trusting in God's grace, let us confess our sins as we say together the prayer as it appears before us on the screen. Almighty God, we confess that our hearts have not been open to all that you have revealed to us in the nativity of your Son. You sent Christ to be born as a helpless child, and yet we have not attended to the suffering of children. You chose humble Mary to be mother of our Lord, and yet we have not attended to the struggles of women. The Holy Family could find no room in Bethlehem but a stable, and yet we have not attended to the cry of the homeless. You announced your birth to lowly shepherds, yet we ignore those who tend our farms and fields. Forgive our lack of attention, and free us for joyful compassion, that we may know Christ in serving others. Through Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. Break forth together into singing, you ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people, and he has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his arm before the eyes of all the nations, and all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of their God. People of God, through the coming of Jesus Christ, whose birth we celebrate, the Lord has comforted and redeemed us too. In Christ we receive the salvation of God. Glory to God in the highest. Amen. Our hymn is number 135 in the Book of Praise. Christians awake, salute the happy morn. Hymn 135. You know, Christmas Day is one of those days where it's filled with busyness and activity. From some people going to church as a regular part of their Christmas celebrations, and in my former congregation, they had a Christmas morning service where we went to worship every Christmas morning. So the Adams family household grew into a whole different pattern than we had had before then, because, of course, often Christmas morning is all about the gift giving. And the kids get up early in the morning and they rush to the tree to see what might be underneath for them. But of course, during our time in Mitchell, that kind of shifted a little bit because worship had to happen first. And family traditions get in the way too. Like we have pancake cakes for breakfast on Christmas morning. So that kind of slows down the whole process just a little bit as well. And then all of those other things happen and ensue later in the day. But it's always a wonderful opportunity, that opportunity of gift-giving and sharing our kindness with one another. And it's my pleasure to be able to do that this morning. I'm going to ask Minna to come forward. She doesn't know this yet. I would like to give you a gift this Christmas, Minna, on behalf of the St. John's congregation. You have been very gracious to us this past year, and we have appreciated it. Well, I'm glad that it's been fun for you as well. So please accept this with our grateful thanks for all that you have done this year. Once more, let us come before God in prayer. Let us pray. As the Word became flesh and came to live among us, so may your Spirit transform the words that we hear this day to be your living Word, alive and present among us. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.
The Old Testament scripture, Isaiah chapter 52, verses 7 to 10. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of the messenger who announces peace, who brings good news, who announces salvation, who says to Zion, "Your king reigns. Listen. Your sentinels lift up their voices. Together they shout for joy. For in plain sight they see the return of the Lord to Zion. Break forth. Shout for joy, you ruins of Jerusalem. For the Lord has comforted his people. He has redeemed Jerusalem. The Lord has bared his holy arm before his eyes of all the nations. And all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God." The responsive psalm is Psalm 98. O, sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have gotten him victory.
The Lord has made known his victory. He has revealed his vindication in the sight of the nations.
He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the victory of our God.
Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Break forth into joyous song and sing praises.
Sing praises to the Lord with the lyre and the sound of melody.
With the trumpet and the sound of the horn, make a joyful noise to the King, the Lord.
Let the sea roar and all that fills it, and the world who live in it.
Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills sing together for joy.
At the presence of the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He will judge the world with righteousness and the people with equity. New Testament lesson, Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 to 12. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors, and in many ways by the prophets. But in those last days, he has spoken to us by a Son, who he appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being. And he sustains all things by his one powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as his name, as he inherited, is more excellent than theirs. For to which the angels did God ever say, "You are my son, today I have begotten you." Or again, "I will be his father, and he will be my son." And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, he says, "Let all God's angels worship him." Of the angels, he says, "He makes his angels winds and his servants flames of fire." But of the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, is forever and ever, and the scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hate lawlessness. Therefore God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. And in the beginning, Lord, you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you will remain. They will all wear out like clothing. Like a cloak, you will roll them up. Like clothing, they will be changed. But you are the same. Your years will never end." And a New Testament reading from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him. And without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in darkness, and the darkness did not overtake it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not himself the light, but he came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through him, yet the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, and his own people did not accept him. But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave powers to become children of God, who were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of men, but of God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God for his word to us.
Our hymn is number 148. It came upon a midnight clear. Hymn 148. friends in Christ. What I say to you this morning is proclaimed in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It doesn't take long, you know, after a child has been born, for the discussions to begin. Who does this child look like? Oh, he has his father's eyes. Or maybe she has her mother's nose. In my family tree, there is this thing. My father used to refer to it as the Adam's chin. It's right there. It's hard to miss. I have it. My father had it. Our son John has it. And I guess, I assume my grandfather had it too, although I never had the opportunity to meet him. But a number of years ago at a family gathering, my grandmother came up to me later on and said that she had been looking at me from further away across the room, and she said, "You know, you look more like your grandfather than you do like your father." So I'm guessing the chin was part of the equation. For genealogists, you know, these little particular things are important. These physical traits can be as important as birth certificates in tracing back family lines, and especially when it comes to perhaps important families. I can't remember exactly who it was, but there was a great controversy at one point in history over whether or not a king was actually a legitimate king, and I think it had something to do with his earlobes. Because everyone in that family had no earlobes and he had earlobes, or vice versa. I can't remember. And as we read this opening account from the Gospel of John this morning, as we read the opening accounts of all of the Gospel lessons that are found in Scripture, each Gospel writer, you see, has their own way of explaining who Jesus is and what significance lies behind that identity. Matthew begins his very gospel with a genealogy, a list of all of the ancestors of Jesus, tracing Jesus all the way back to Abraham and the beginning of the covenant that God made with God's people. And at the center of the genealogy is David, the king. Luke, while providing us with a genealogy a little later on in his gospel, Luke begins with a prophecy about who Jesus will be. But this morning, we hear from John. And John begins with a hymn. These opening verses of John's Gospel, often referred to as the prologue, comprise one of the oldest hymns of the Christian church. And this hymn tells us of the nature of this one we know as the Word made flesh, Jesus Christ. While Matthew and Luke have their genealogies and are keen to ensure that we know that Jesus is descended from David, John wants us to know that Jesus is both fully human and fully God. John chooses to place his emphasis on the divinity of Jesus. Jesus was present with God in that moment of creation in the beginning. And so the prologue in John's Gospel begins just like the book of Genesis begins, with those words, "In the beginning." John, those words are there for us to recall the other story and to allow it to inform our understanding of these words. But John begins with, "In the beginning." And then he goes on to say that Jesus himself is full of life and light. Those two words that define the creation story. And just as the light shone into the darkness at the moment of creation, so with Jesus as he comes into the world, his light once more shines into the world's darkness. In this hymn,
of praise to Jesus Christ that John begins his gospel with. If the mantle of flesh with which Jesus is enrobed is the trait that he has inherited, as it were, from his mother, then the power to give life and light are the traits of being begotten of the Father. But more importantly, in his coming, Jesus offers to us that we can be adopted into the family of God. As John writes in verse 12, "But to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the power to become the children of God, who were born not of the blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." Each year at this time of year, when we're receiving Christmas cards and letters from friends across the country, Colleen and I smile every time we receive a Christmas letter from friends of ours who a number of years ago adopted two children. And we laugh because each year, as we look at the picture that they have included in their letter, it seems that the children look more and more like their parents than they did the year before, even though they have nothing genetically in common. And so too it is in the coming of Jesus, that the door is opened to us that we might grow in grace and truth, that we might come to more and more look like Christ as we reflect God's grace into the world. As we celebrate Christmas today and we gather with family, let us also remember that in Jesus Christ we have been formed into a family, the family of God, which is formed by nothing less than God's will for our lives. And let us endeavor to grow in faith each day, that we might more and more take on the characteristics of our Heavenly Father, that more and more we will look like God as we seek to live out our calling in the world. Thanks be to God this day for his gift to us. For the sake of those who are in need, and for the care of the church in proclaiming Christ's birth, and for all that God has called us to do, let us gather our tithes and offerings and give them as gifts in service of the world.
Thank you.
Let us pray. These gifts, O God, are first from you, signs of your bounty meant for all your children. We joyously give you thanks for all that we have and are, and ask your blessing on our gifts. Turn our lives to your will as we receive and as we give, for the sake of your Son, in whose name we pray. Amen. Once more, let us come before God in prayer. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O Holy One, for the light that has come into the darkness of our world, for the truth illuminated, for the path that has opened, for the rejoicing of your people. Hear us, O God, for your mercy is great. We give you thanks for the feet of those who bring good news, friendship, comfort, food, shelter, and medicine for healing. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We give you thanks for the Church of Jesus Christ and for all people of faith whose attention to the way of peace tears down walls that keep us apart. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We give you thanks for this country and for every nation where wisdom reigns, where leaders work for the well-being of the poor so that no one is hungry or homeless and every child is valued and nourished. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We pray for the knowledge and courage to be good stewards of all that you have given us, ourselves, our neighbors, the strangers among us, the oceans and rivers, the air and soil, creatures large and small, that we may continue to be blessed with health and life. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. We pray for those whose flesh is harmed by poverty, sickness, and cruelty of any kind, that the Word made flesh may so fill your world with the power to heal, that all people would be made strong and whole. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. And we commend to you all these things, and offer our thanksgiving, trusting that what we have left unsaid, your holy wisdom can unearth. In the name of the one who came among us, in the power of the Holy Spirit, one God now and forevermore. Amen. And our closing hymn for this morning is number 141 in the Book of Praise, Good Christians All Rejoice. The words of the hymn will appear on the screens.
Jesus is the Word made flesh in our midst. May His incarnation fill your hearts with joy and peace. Jesus is the promised Savior born of Mary. May His birth among us renew us with hope. Jesus is the King of kings and Lord of lords. May the gift of His presence bring forth rejoicing. And may the blessings of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, rest and abide with you this day and forevermore. Amen.